a commitment to speak the truth in love. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell the truth about me. I'm going to tell the truth about you. I'm going to tell the truth about what I'm facing. I'm going to tell the truth about what I see in your life. A commitment to speak the truth in love. And by the way, that verse is found in the context of Ephesians chapter 4, where it speaks of growing up into Him. And again, that's the goal. We want to grow up into Him. So you help me grow up into Him, and I'll help you grow up into Him. That's the commitment we're speaking about here. When I see a need, I'm going to speak about it. When I am questioned, I will answer it forthrightly. When I share an area of need in my life, I'll be honest about it. A commitment to honesty. Now, what are the blessings that come from this? Let's consider them just a little this morning. First of all, a blessing of abundant grace. Because He gives grace to the humble, doesn't He? So we know, because we understand these principles, we know if we find ourselves a brother or two, or a sister or two, and we enter in like this, with this kind of a heart, there will be some humbling in our relationship. But that should not scare us, because He giveth grace to the humble. That's what He does. He gives grace to the humble. And that's a beautiful promise in the Word of God, isn't it? Some years ago, I preached in a little church in Virginia. And I think there was about 100 people in the little congregation. And a revival sermon was given on Sunday morning. And an invitation was given. And half the congregation came up to the altar. And I thought to myself, now what do I do? There's nobody here to counsel these people. There's 50 people at the altar and there's 50 people sitting in the pews. And very quickly I just dismissed the 50 in the pews and kept the 50 that were at the altar and had them sit down in the front rows. And I told them, okay, here's what we're going to do. You know these verses over here in James chapter 5? You understand these verses? Let me tell you what they mean. These verses are speaking about opening up and sharing the needs of your life with one another. We're going to do that here this morning so we can pray one for another. Who will be first? And one stood and shared, and the next, and the next. And to their much surprise, as they opened up their heart and shared their needs, they just began to break one by one. They broke and begin to weep as they opened up their hearts. And then the others began to weep with the one that was weeping. And they started praying for one another. And an hour and a half later, we finally went home. What a sweet little revival we had. That's what we're talking about. Abundant grace was poured out on that little church from one little exercise in what we're speaking about this morning. And then we had a meeting that evening, and you know, the whole atmosphere of the meeting was totally changed just from that one little Sunday morning service. And the whole atmosphere of your life can be totally changed through some of these exercises. Number two, blessings that come from this: sanctification. You will be healed. You will be healed. The Bible says you will. Pray one for another that you may be healed. You will be healed. Sanctification will take place in your life. Areas of need. You will find victory. You will find yourself saying, I can't believe it. It's gone. Like one brother said to me recently, Brother Denny, it's gone. The whole thing's gone. I have no more temptation in that area at all. Amen. Praise the Lord. I rejoiced with him. Well, it was a surprise to him. You know what happened? He did this. He had no idea the grace that went flooding in his life. He had no idea the deliverance that came. Victory. Sanctification. Number three, personal, spiritual success. You will gain new ground in your life. You will overcome sin. Personal, spiritual success comes by humility and accountability, doesn't it? Growth in personal ministry. As you begin to share one with another, you begin to grow in your personal ministry. You will find out that God will even pick you up and give you something to say to your brother whom you have aggrieved, you will be accountable with, and two, you will find that God will give you something to say. You will find that God will use you, even you, and you will begin to grow and mature in your own personal ministry. We mature, and our ministry matures as we exercise ourselves. And this is a great benefit which will raise up many, many leaders in the future. Number five, blessing. Protection from who knows what? Just protection. Keep you from all kinds of evil and temptation. Just having that kind of accountability will protect you from who knows how many different things. You'll never know because you'll never face them. But I'm telling you, you will miss them. It will protect you from evil if you will do it. Number six. And I guess there's seven of them. I didn't realize that. But there's seven of them. So that's good. That's well balanced. Way less failure. How many would like a little less of that? Way less failure. You see, when we counsel and we question and we dialogue with our brother or our sister and we open up and we acknowledge things we're facing and we ask for prayer about decisions that we're making and we share one with another and we have some hearty counsel. You know what hearty counsel is? That's heartfelt counsel. That's counsel out of a heart that is concerned. From a friend who's committed to shepherd my life. Hearty counsel. You will make way less mistakes. We could all use some of that. Amen. And number seven, you will receive deep help from those who know you well. It's one thing to throw a few words to somebody for some guidance and counsel. Somebody who doesn't really know what you're really facing. It's totally different if you throw those same words of question to somebody who knows who you are. You receive deep help because they know who you are. Let me give you a personal testimony. It's a few years ago now. I can't remember when. But it's a few years ago that Brother Gerard and I agreed. We entered in to this together. And we said, okay, brother, let's do it. Let's do it. You, me, let's do it. You ask me, I'll ask you. What do you say? Okay? Let's do it. Amen. It was a few years ago that we agreed to do that. There have been many painful, humiliating experiences since that day. And probably more for me than for him. Many painful, humiliating experiences. But I treasure every one of them. Here's some of the list that we go down. How have you been spiritually? How have you been doing spiritually? Are you getting through to God in your quiet time in the morning? Or are you just going through the motions and putting in your time? Ooh, good question. Are you getting through to God? Are you having quiet time? Well, Brother Gerard, you see, it's lawn furniture season. And you know how lawn, you know, it's just a busy time, Brother Gerard. Yes, he said, I know, Brother Denny. I'll pray for you. You know, he didn't have to rebuke me one word. He didn't have to say one word of rebuke. I'm already rebuked. 2 months later, my brother, how are you doing? Where are you reading in the Word these days? Well, you see, Brother Gerard, it's May, and I'm so busy in May. I mean, I'm working all... That's right, brother. I'll pray for you. No time alone with God. How can this be? How can I answer these questions like this? I'm not answering questions like that anymore. What are you reading these days, Brother Denny? What's God been showing you in the Word? How much of the Word have you been reading lately? Are you memorizing any verses? How are you and Jackie getting along? What can I pray with you about, brother? And what are you facing for struggles in your life these days? Many painful, humiliating experiences. But I treasure every one of them. I treasure them. Because you know what? It cured me. I don't miss my quiet time. Ever. Ever. It cured me. Brother Gerard's going to call. And I'm not going to tell him I've been making too many picnic tables again. I'm not going to do it. Because he's going to call. And he'll be so sweet and kind, he won't even reprove me. And I'm not going to answer that again. The goal is to foster a fellowship of committed believers where questions like these are asked back and forth. And we want to hear them. We want to hear them. Amen? We meet our brother in the morning. We say, brother, did you have any quiet time this morning? Oh, no, I'm sorry, I didn't. All right, I'm praying for you. I'm going to pray this thing through for you. I want to see you get on the other side of this one, brother. Okay. So do I. Consider a few of these little phrases in the New Testament. Admonish one another. Provoke one another. Encourage one another. Forbear with one another. You have to do that. Consider one another. That's watching, by the way. Pray one for another. Forgive one another. As I said before, this is a Spirit-filled exercise that we're presenting to you this morning. It has devastating results if done in the flesh. Devastating results. If it's done in the flesh, it won't be done right. If it's done in the flesh, you'll probably twist the truth and lie, and you just bring all kinds of more troubles and turmoils into your life. But if it's done in the Spirit, it's very good and is very healthy. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 4 in closing. Something I discovered as I was studying and meditating on this subject. And God is so good to make our concordance work as we're meditating in His Word. But the Lord brought my mind to the verse, you know, there in Genesis chapter 4 where God was trying to bring some accountability on Cain. And God had seen that Cain had slew his brother, Abel, and that Abel, the voice of Abel's blood was crying unto God in heaven. And God came to Cain and said, "Where is thy brother Abel?" You know the little phrase? And Abel said, Am I my brother's keeper? The Lord brought that little phrase to my mind. Am I my brother's keeper? And I'm going to give you a little bit of thought on it this morning. Don't amen me too quick. Then I turned to Genesis 4 and I saw another word in the same chapter. It's the same word in the English where it says, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep. So I went to study the Hebrew word to see if they were the same or if they were different, and they're different. The word Abel was a keeper of the sheep is the same Hebrew word for friend that we read in the book of Proverbs. Abel was a friend of the sheep. It's the same word in the Hebrew. Same word. Then I went to the word keeper for Cain. And by the way, Cain said those words in the bitterness of his soul. But here's what the word meant when I looked up the other word. It means to hedge about with thorns, to guard circumspectly, to look narrowly, to observe as a watchman. And as I meditated upon that, and I looked back at the word friend, and I pondered how a tender shepherd keeps his sheep, and I pondered the words of Cain, and I realized that those are totally different experiences. God wants us to be a keeper of the sheep like Abel was, but not my brother's keeper like Cain spoke. The difference is one is a tender, affectionate brother. The other is a critical policeman. That we don't need. None of you need a policeman watching over you to see when you're going to do something wrong. That's not the spirit of what we're talking about today. And I'm afraid many times that has been sold and practiced in the name of brotherly love, when in fact it was more like, I am my brother's keeper. And I will watch over him to see if he's going to do something wrong. And see when he changes his shoes or whatever else it may be. No, no. I am my brother's shepherd. And I will tenderly be a helper of his joy. We have come to the grace of God that is in Christ Jesus together. We have come into the reality of an open heaven and a walk with God. And we want to walk with God. And I'm going to be a helper of His joy. And He's going to be a helper of my joy. And from that tender shepherd relationship and that kind of a heart, I'm going to watch over my brother. And I'm going to say to my brother, dear brother, come watch over me. Please, watch over me in love, in tenderness, in carefulness, with encouragement and strength. And yes, wash my feet from time to time, like Jesus washed the disciples' feet, with love and humility and brokenness. This is what we're speaking about when we speak about shepherding one another. A tender, affectionate brother, not a critical policeman. Because again, I say, this is a spiritual exercise. I know that some of you probably in this room have had some bad experiences in this. On the other side. But I want to encourage you, there is a right principle of caring one for another, and we don't want to miss that. In closing, I'll give you another testimony of two brothers that I know who live a ways from here. A pastor and a faithful brother in the church. These two men locked hearts together over their sincere desires to do just what we've been speaking about this morning. And the pastor said to the brother, and the brother said to the pastor, let's do this. you me. Huh? You keep me accountable, I'll keep you accountable. Let's seek God together. What do you say? Amen! Let's do it! Glory! And they agreed. And they started meeting together once a week. The pastor and one faithful brother in a very carnal church setting, by the way. They met once a week. Soon revival broke out among the two of them. Sweet, open fellowship began to prevail in their little sessions that they had together. The times of prayer grew longer and longer, and all of a sudden they realized, whoa, 2 hours went by. We started to pray together and 2 hours went by. Glory, wonderful, beautiful things began to happen between the pastor and the faithful brother. The Word began to open up to them. They began looking into its pages, seeing beautiful things, dreaming dreams and seeing visions of a church way beyond what they were living in there in that city where they lived. Soon, they outgrew that loose, carnal church, this pastor and this faithful brother. Soon, they started sharing what God was doing among the brothers and sisters at the church. The brother, as he visited with different ones, and the pastor, of course, he had the pulpit on Sunday morning, and he started unloading and overflowing these beautiful things that was happening in his life and with this brother, and he was inviting others to join, and this is wonderful, and I'm having victory over sin in my life. And he started talking like this in the congregation, and the congregation went, whoa, no, what is this going on over here? We have a couple of fanatics turned loose in our church. What are we going to do? And they started resisting, and finally the pastor resigned because he didn't want to make a bunch of trouble. He resigned. And this brother, he also decided, this is not the place for me. And so there they were, just two men and their families. And they said, what are we going to do now? Hey, let's just meet together. Hey, come over to my house on Sunday morning. These blessed things we've been having on Tuesday afternoon, we'll have them on Sunday morning. Amen? Amen. Let's do it. Come. And they started getting together on Sunday morning like that. That was a year ago. Today, there's 150 people that joined them. 150 of them. Because the fellowship was so sweet that somebody else wanted to come, and somebody else, and before they knew it, they outgrew the living room, and before they knew it, they were having to rent the fire hall of the local fire department because they had no room for the other. 150 people gathering together. Oh, just one pastor and one brother who said, let's do it. Huh? What do you think? What do you think? Amen. On for. How about you? Let's do it. Brother to brother. Committed? Done. And they started. And beautiful things begin to happen. And there's a church there today. It's there today. What do you say? May I propose to you this morning, this is something for you to fast and pray about next week. Amen? This. Lord, give us this. May I say this also? Most of what I've just covered this morning could be given in a whole nother sermon about husbands and wives. Couldn't it? You just give the whole thing all over again with husbands and wives. And then, if that wouldn't be enough, we could go around one more time and do it again with fathers and their young people in their home. You could do the whole thing all over again. Shepherding one another. The principle of having deep, intimate, spiritual relationships of blessing and accountability with one another. That's something we need. Let's go for it, brothers, sisters. Let's get it. Let's have it in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening.
Do you want it? I do. I don't believe that God ever intended for us to try to work it all out on our own, did He? I'd have to say I was deeply challenged this morning, and a longing stirred in my heart for what Brother Denny shared with us. You know, it takes time, and that's one I haven't mastered yet. I'm looking to the Lord, and I'm trusting that He'll lead us, but it takes time. Readjusting our priorities. But I want it. How about you? Fellowship with God together. Not just off by ourselves somewhere. Together. Yeah, I'd have to bear testimony that that is so true. I just experienced yesterday just a little taste of being able to sit together with a brother and share some of the deep things that were going on in my heart, and just to see how that God can use those things to change our outlook, just to change, and even gives us faith as we're able to open up and share one with another. I just need to share with you all that I don't always have my quiet time. I fail in that area. And I don't pray for you like I should either. I fail in that area. I feel very challenged and convicted this morning, but I do want to open my life up to any one of you. I just trust that I can be free enough and be in the right frame of mind and the right spirit that you can feel free enough to come and speak to me and sharpen me as you see I have need. Is there someone else that would care to share this morning? You have a testimony or a confession, something God laid on your heart, something God's been speaking to you about that you'd like to share with the congregation this morning? If you do, raise your hand and we'll get a microphone to you. You can share. In the back there, Brother Tom.
I believe we've heard God's heart this morning through the messages, not just Brother Denny's message, but all of them. And I have been blessed and challenged and encouraged through all these. I need and desire the discipline, commitment, and accountability of the close relationships and open relationships Brother Denny talked about. I think we all need that. I'm very encouraged by the direction of our New Testament church. Praise the Lord. And Denny mentioned about being on the front bench. Well, I know I can't be there every week, but in my heart and in my spirit, I desire to be there. The other thing is, let's get real with God. I know I haven't been real with God. I confess that. My quiet time has been pretty bad. I need you all. I want to be a blessing to each of you brothers. But it begins first with God and in the home. I appreciate your prayers. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to just confess that this is a great need in my life. I just appreciate the message very much. It is something that's very close to my heart, this discipleship issue. And I feel like the Lord has answered my prayer in this area. I know that I feel like we as a congregation have been wrestling with this discipleship issue for a long time. And I always felt like there was something missing in my own vision or in this area. And so as Danny began to share this morning, I listened very closely, and it was exactly that which the Lord showed me just a week ago. I feel like the Lord gave me one word this past week and showed me what that meant or how that should be worked out as far as discipleship among us. And what I felt like God was speaking to my heart was that there is no discipleship without relationship. And that we can try to put cell groups together, or we can try to put little Bible study groups together, and in the past we've done some of that, but we missed something. And I don't just want to put another method into practice. I don't just want to see us to try another method, but that something different must happen, and it must be a spiritual thing that will happen. And what I saw in my own life was that I could take some brethren and I could take specific interest in them, and that we could keep each other accountable. No, I might not be able to visit them each week, but I do have a phone and I can call them each week, several times a week. I can know where they are. I can know what their work schedule is. I can know what they're facing. I can know what they're wrestling with. And if I'm in touch with them continually, that will be discipleship. And that is the cry that I'm hearing from the brothers here. Is they want that kind of relationship. That's what I felt the Lord gave me a week ago. So I was very interested in what you shared this morning, Brother Denny. And my heart says, Amen. And I agree very much with it. And pray that God would continue to lead us to work it out as a brotherhood and fellowship.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. In the back, Brother Jay.
I praise the Lord for the timing of this message this morning. We were not at the last brothers' meeting when this came up, but the Lord has very much laid this on my heart, specifically in the last few weeks. Even while we were away in Iowa, and I determined in my heart before the Lord that I wasn't going to wait till someone came to me. I was just going to move ahead and trust the Lord for some men to get together. And I have not been surprised in the way that the Lord has been answering that prayer over the last few weeks and the circumstances that have gone on in my life. Just this past week, I've been reading a book, As Iron Sharpens Iron. It's all on mentoring. And I just got so excited all over again. Now I come here on a Sunday morning and just hear it capsulized. And I believe this is the right time from the Lord.
Amen.
And may the Lord give us unction and dedication and commitment to go forth in the way that He will lead us as we seek Him in this area. For me, the key was not waiting and just saying, Lord, I'm just going to trust You to get together with some brothers. And the Lord has already done that. It's beginning. And I just want to encourage others of you to just lay it before the Lord and say, yes, this is something we want to trust You with.
Down here, Brother Aaron.
I thank God this morning, Brother Denny, that you've allowed the Lord to use you to speak to our hearts in this way. It's been a burden on my heart for quite some time. And I believe it's very key to our spiritual prospering and groweth as a fellowship. And I know that I need it in my life, and it's an area of desire and need in my life. And I desire it for all of us. One of the things you mentioned, Brother Denny, is victory. And a lot more victory and not so many failures. And I know that's what we want. We all want it. And I just pray that God will help us to work all of this out in the Spirit, and as was shared, that if it's done in the flesh, it can have very devastating results. And so you pray with us. I thank you, Brother Denny, for sharing this. It's a timely message, and as we are focusing together to pray and fast together to seek the Lord for direction for the fellowship, let us keep this forefront upon our hearts and pray that God will help us to obey Him in the Spirit. And however He wants to bring it about, I know it's something that will be a rich blessing to all of us and has been in some of our lives in the past. And we just desire for each one of you to be victorious in Christ and complete in Him in the fullness of God. So God bless you all. We love you. And thank you, Brother Denny, for sharing. And thank you, Lord, for speaking to us today. Also appreciated the opening message that to die, you know, and I thought of Paul's testimony. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but it's Christ. And he that will save his life will lose it. He that will lose his life, for my sake, Jesus said, he shall find it. Amen.
I'd just like to share something that God's been doing in my life, and I guess He's just been bringing me to the end of myself. And then Wednesday, a week ago, I got saved, and I guess I love to get up and have my quiet time in the morning. Please pray for me.
God bless you, Joshua. We want to pray for you. Amen. Lord, save our children too. While on others you are calling, don't pass us by. Don't pass our children by. Someone else. You had to think, if we really want to get the mileage out of this, as we think about, you know, getting together with somebody and opening our heart up to somebody, we need to be careful that we don't just choose someone who's going to tell us nice things all the time and everything we like to hear. We have to be willing to go to somebody who knows, who loves the Lord and wants to lift up the truth of the Word of God, and who's faithful enough to bring a wound now and then. You know, it's not always going to feel good. We're not going to grow that way. We're going to grow. We need to be able to receive some hard things, I believe. Things that we don't always like to hear. Back there.
I just wanted to add to what you just said, Malin. I was just talking with a brother this past week, and he reminded me what the word truth means, and it means nothing forgotten. You know, sometimes when we're sharing with each other, we say, well, I miss my quiet time, but don't forget all the other things. You know, nothing forgotten. That is the truth. And I need that as that was spoken to me, and I just thought I'd bring it up here and remind everyone that, you know, like you said, to get the most mileage out of this, let's go all the way.
Amen. Thank you, Brother George. Okay, someone else? If not, we're going to have another song.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. You may leave us a message by pressing 99. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 88. To find out how to listen to a church service at Ephrata Christian Fellowship, press 77. To hear the menu for this topic again, please stay on the line. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now.